it's one good time.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my ball.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Hey, everyone. It's RBCP, and this is the phone show, and it's going to be a short episode, just like an hour probably, and that's it. So don't get, like, all comfortable and everything, because it's just an hour. Every time the show starts, I start reading the chat room, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell people are talking about. The time clock! Palindrome. Yeah, send me timestamps for the time clock. The angry time clock. I need to set up something at phonelosers.org/clock to explain what the project is. So check that URL. Maybe by the time you hear it, you know, it'll exist. Or there'll be a description. Okay, before we get started, I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. It's a Facebook page. It's in Salina, Ohio. It's Bella's Italian Grill. I'm going to post a link to it in the chat room. It's really easy, though. It's facebook.com/Bella's Italian Grill. Grill has an E on the end of it. And Bella is spelled like the Twilight movies, Bella. So, what do we do on these? We post crazy, weird things. We don't post mean things. We don't slander their business unless it's really obvious. Like, make things obviously fake. That last guy got so upset because he thought we were just out to get him. If you leave a review, leave 5 stars. Leave a crazy review, but put 5 stars, because, you know, you don't want to mess up with their stars. So, facebook.com/Bella's Italian Grill with an E. Make things obviously fake. You don't have to like their page again. You know, just like the last one, you just, you can make comments and like things all you want there without being their friend. The last one we did, Big Bamboo's Dockside Grill, I wrote down my favorite review. There's still stuff happening there, and really, you guys, just cut it out, come on. It was funny last week. I mean, it's still funny, but I wrote down this review someone wrote. His name's Michael Litz, and he, like, wrote, "The owner, Dick, is a real tightwad. We were unable to wash our hands or use the toilets as he has an elaborate hydroelectric turbine that powers off from the municipal water system, which the waiter explained allowed them to sell back power to the electric company to offset the cost of the lease. Aside from the sound of every faucet in the building running on full blast, the atmosphere and the service were great." So, yeah, that's from Michael Litz. He wins the comments. Now, I mean, there were tons of great comments on there. I just happened to see that one a day or two ago and thought it was hilarious. So, teehee! Mr. Clay is setting the chat room to plus M, because he knows drama's just going to happen if I'm doing a show. Thanks, Mr. Clay. So what are we going to do today? Let's see. I did get a couple customer numbers. Let me pull up a page here real quick before I do anything. There was a show earlier today with Cracker and Spray, and you could just feel the love between them. They have such chemistry, and they really enjoy doing shows together, and I think there's going to be much more of those, because they get along so well. It was a fun show. They angered some Twitter complainers and some Craigslist people. Good times! And Cracker is now officially a part of the PCN network, so welcome to PCN, Cracker. Okay, I'm looking at Yelp check-ins. I figure we'll use those for backup over the next hour. The customer numbers I got, they need to wait a while. Just to make sure that they're gone from the business that they checked in at. Palindrome says I'm a drama magnet. Thanks, Palindrome. I really did enjoy the show this morning. It was fun. It was good stuff. I think I'm lying. Jeez. So, people who are listening to the show, just remember that I do not watch the chat room in Mixler or YouTube. If you want to chat with everyone else, come to prankcallnation.com/chat. Someone checked into a hospital. Let's prank the hospital. Pranking hospitals is always hilarious. I highly recommend it to all prank callers that you prank call hospitals. And that you also trick the hospitals out of, trick them out of, you know, patient information, because that's hilarious.
Starbucks Hotel School, this is Carly, how can I help you?
Hi, could I page a customer who is currently in there, like, to come to the phone?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
His name is Jelson Guillermo.
Could you spell that?
J-E-L-S-O-N.
Okay, Jelson.
Yep.
Can you give me a quick description?
He's very Asian. Like, he might be wearing a suit or something.
Very Asian.
Yeah, because that's what Asians wear. And, I don't know, he's just Asian looking. He has black hair and glasses.
I don't... is your name Jelson? No. I don't see anyone here named Jelson.
Oh,
I can ask around
weird.
A little bit more, but there's no one that even really fits that description either.
Oh, okay, well, maybe
Are you sure you have the right Starbucks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he always comes to this one. Maybe he left already, though.
Perhaps. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. I will find it in my heart to forgive you. I mean, you've
I appreciate that very much,
completely
sir.
Ruined my day by not being able to find him, but whatever, you big jerk.
All right, well, thanks for calling. Have a good one, okay?
I probably will only tip you 10% if I ever come in there again. That'll teach
all
you
right,
a thing
goodbye.
Or two.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Right now, she's just like, what a jerk. What an asshole. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Nothing else. Nothing else on the Yelps. Oh, but I do have requests. I can do a few requests before I do these customer numbers. This guy wants me to prank his old landlord, but I think I'm doing this too late, because he's in, they're in Georgia. Hi, is this an apartment complex?
Yes, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Are you like the manager there, or?
Listen agent.
Huh?
The listen agent.
Oh, are you at like the office here at the apartments?
Say that again?
Are you at the office here in the apartment complex?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is maintenance still here today? Because... me and the neighbors, we removed the wall in between our apartments. We're trying to make one big apartment out of two apartment units.
Mm-hmm.
And the ceiling's caving in.
What apartment?
Yeah, here in Westbury Springs. Apartment homes.
Uh-huh.
Number 4.
Apartment number 4?
Probably, yeah. But yeah, we removed the entire wall. It's like part of the living room and then an entire bedroom. We took the wall out and it's been great and everything, but it's starting to sag in the middle.
Okay, give me 1 second. Hurry. What is the company you're calling from?
Huh?
What is the company you're calling from?
The company I'm calling from?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not with the company. I'm a tenant.
Oh, okay.
I'm here in the apartments. Durr. The doy.
What is your name?
My name is Craig.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Playing my Game Boy while I wait. Dustbun says I'm having a good show so far, and is not requesting that I quit yet.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you say apartment 4?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So are you the resident over there?
Yep.
Oh. Because I have Jessica Rios in here.
That's my girlfriend. We live together.
Oh, okay. So what is the problem again?
Okay, so the apartment next door, I think it's apartment 5.
Mm-hmm.
It, we took the wall out. We removed the whole wall. So there's no wall separating the apartments anymore. It's like a big apartment.
Oh.
We completely removed. Yeah, we took the wall out.
How come?
Because we're friends and we just wanted to have a big party. Like, and make, you know, open it all up. It looks nicer now. It's like, I don't know, it just looks really nice. It's all opened up and big. I think maybe we need to put a support post in the middle, maybe, to keep it, keep the ceiling from sagging in.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Stephanie. How can I assist you?
Hey, it's Craig. I live with Jessica over in number 4. We removed the entire wall inside that separates us from next door. And the ceiling is starting to sag a little bit. Like, I think maybe that was a supporting wall, but I'm not sure. But I think probably was because it's starting to sag.
Okay, so I need to send maintenance over?
Well, I don't know. Like, do you have any 2x4s we could borrow? Just to kind of, we could just put a 2x4.
Why do you need some 2x4s?
To prop the ceiling up so it stops sagging.
No, I'm finna send maintenance on over. Why is it sagging?
Because we removed the entire wall. You know how, like there's a wall separating us from next door?
Why would you do that?
Because, just to make it bigger, to open it up. Like, we're friends. Us and the people.
Who, you're friends with who?
With the next door neighbors.
And what apartment? Apartment 5?
Yeah, I think that would be what they are, because we're 4. Me and Jessica are 4.
Okay, I'm on my way over.
Well, no. Can you bring some 2x4s?
No, I'm not going to bring any 2x4s. I'm getting ready to bring a camera.
A camera? Why? No, you can't. Yes. I don't give you permission to take pictures inside my apartment.
You don't have to give me permission to take pictures in here.
Oh, yes, I do. You should read the Bill of Rights.
No, not if you have removed a wall. I have every right to take pictures.
Well, we don't want the wall to be replaced. We're thinking maybe just a post in the middle.
You can't remove the wall. Who gave you permission to remove a wall?
Well, we don't need permission. It's in our house. It's like it's here in our place.
Yeah, yes, you do. You need permission in order to remove a wall.
Well, it removed just fine without the permission, and it's not there anymore. It's been like that for months.
You can't do that.
Well, I don't know. I don't want it replaced. Like, now that it's done, we may as well just leave it, right?
No.
I mean, that's
no, it can't be left like that.
Ugh, sorry. Yeah, no, we're going to leave it like that.
No, it can't. I'm on my way over.
Also, you know the bin outside by the basketball courts or whatever it is? The clothing and shoes bin?
Yes.
I lost my iPhone in there. Do you guys have a key for that?
You dropped your iPhone in there?
Yeah, I was reaching in trying to steal clothes.
You was trying to steal clothes?
Well, not steal, because it's public. You know, it's on the sidewalk.
That's what you just said.
Well, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Okay.
But I dropped my iPhone in there, and now I can't reach it. Do you have a key?
No, I don't. You have to call the number that's on it.
Oh, it's not chained down, is it? I'm just going to bring it to my apartment and take it apart.
No, you can't do that.
Well, if my iPhone's in there, my iPhone's worth more than that container thing.
No, but you can't remove the container, sir, and take it into your apartment. What? Are you even on the lease? You're not even on the lease.
No, no, it's under Jessica's name. I'm her boyfriend.
Okay, you're not. First of all, you're not even on the lease.
Oh, so I can't get in trouble then for taking the wall out.
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm on my way to the unit.
Well, I don't see how I would get in trouble if I'm not on the lease. It's... you know.
So you would jeopardize Jessica?
Oh, no, no. No, she's fine. Like, legally, we haven't done anything wrong, and you can't do anything about it. You can't. I'm not even opening the door for you when you come over.
Okay. Well, do whatever it is that you feel like you have to do, okay?
I have an uncle who's
and
a lawyer.
And I do what it is that I... Okay. All right. Well, okay. Go ahead and call your uncle.
I'm not going to call him. I'm just saying I have an uncle that's
okay.
a lawyer.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
go ahead and do whatever it is that you feel like you have to
I know
do.
The law better than you because my uncle's a lawyer.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you're saying I can't even get my phone back when I lost my phone.
No, sir. I'm telling you that you have to call the number that is on the
There's no number on the bin.
Okay, well, I look up the number and I give it to you. Do you want to come over here and get it, or do you want to hold on?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya, big jerk. That didn't seem to be going anywhere. If you're watching on YouTube, here's a picture of the bin. Can I do this? Ah, there it is. Clothing and shoes. So, yeah, that was a submission from Oh, Samar. His name is Samar, and he wants me to prank call his old apartment. So, Samar, I hope you were not friends with someone named Jessica in apartment 4, because... Teehee. Oh, a sign that says dumpsters for residents only. Eh. Okay. Someone wants me to check the Facebook page, so I'm going to do that. Okay, facebook.com/Bella's Italian Grill with an E. 31 minutes ago, Bella posted that Mojito Madness tonight. Come in for a homemade Mojito in one of 4 flavors, only $4.99. And they pair beautifully with our Cajun fries scallops. And there's only 4 comments. Alpaca Man says, can I order a cactus mojito? Mojito, is that what it is? Sorry, I'm American. The cactus mojito is superb, says James. Put cactus in the menu and I'm in. The grilled cactus was great. You simply must visit during the cactus season. Oh, and then there's a bunch of reviews. I had the cactus. It was superb. I came to this restaurant. They set me on fire and kicked me repeatedly. It was the greatest experience of my life. I didn't have to order the spaghetti because they turned me into it. Also, I'm a dolphin. Oh my gosh, there's a bunch of reviews. This review is hidden. The manager always walks around with his schlong hanging out and in front of his pants and pisses on everyone's food. The ambience is like crap, and the place smells like crap, and the food tastes like cat vomit, and the drinks taste like dog piss. Yeah, but he's got 5 stars, so that's good. Teehee! I will check this again before I quit for the day. Clayton just posted a picture of poop. Monster poop. I'll just leave that on the screen for a while. Canada wants to know how to send me numbers. Just go to phonelosers.org/snowplowshow and submit a number. There's a number submission form, and I will ignore the submission form for several months, and probably I will call it right around the time you've gotten tired of PLA and don't listen anymore. I'm bad at requests. I'm sorry. Sorry. All right, I'm deleting Seymour's request. Thank you, Seymour, for that. See, that request from Seymour, that was from a really long time ago. He probably doesn't listen to this show anymore. I need to catch up on that. I need to start doing a show 5 days a week, and then I'll be able to keep up with everything. Okay, so yeah, let's just call the customer numbers I got. Let's get those out of the way before I have to quit for the day. Oh my god. What the hell are you guys posting? The hell? I don't want to see this. Someone kick Mikkelag from the chat room if he's in there. He needs to be thrown out forever. Okay, so it's a haircut place that I've gotten the numbers for. I only got 3. And they were just there. They were online check-ins. What should I say to haircut people? I'll say anything you want. Anything the chat room wants. Palindrome says they used hair remover instead of shampoo. That'd be Nair, right? I know about Nair from a Weird Al song.
Hello, Rich Resnick.
Hey, Rich.
Hey.
Hey, it's Greg from... you had a haircut here today?
No, I didn't.
Well, you did an online check-in?
I did, but the person who was going to cut my hair wasn't there. Emily.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm just one... That's what I'm calling about. It's kind of like wasting our time. Why don't you just let Amy cut your hair? Like, why bother checking in if you're not even going to come in?
Are you serious about this?
Yeah, we have like 3 girls here cutting hair today. Amy would love to cut your hair. If you'd like to come in,
well,
still, that's fine.
Just, when I checked in, I didn't know Emily wasn't there, right?
Emily's not even that great. Like, in my opinion, I would say she's number 4 of all the girls we have working here right now.
Are you the manager of this place?
Yeah, my name is Roy Gerbel.
Oh.
But I just want to say, like, yeah. don't even check in online if you're not going to come in, because it just wastes our time, it wastes computer resources.
I did come in. She wasn't there.
I know. Why didn't you just have Amy cut your hair? Amy was available. She wasn't doing anything.
I find it hard to comprehend you're actually having this conversation with me. I'm a good customer. I like Emily and the way she cuts my hair. She wasn't there.
Look, she's too young. She's too young for you.
Completely empty.
She's too young for you. Emily is not interested in you. It's weird because you're so much older than her.
Who is this?
My name is Roy Gerbel.
Are you the manager?
Like she's just doing her job, being nice. It doesn't mean she has a crush on you or anything. She just is doing her job. She's friendly. But, I mean, anyone will be friendly. You can have Amy cut your hair. Amy's friendly.
This must be a gag, I assume, so thanks.
Is Amy not skinny enough for you? Is that the problem? Okay, he's gone. I guess I'll just delete that one. He knows it's a prank. Darn it. Oh, several people, I think Palindrome maybe just said that, but sexual harassment. That's always funny. Let's call him right back.
Hello?
Hey, Emily says you've been sexually harassing her, so...
Hey, asshole, would you stop this?
I'm just saying,
you
like...
You fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up.
Can you just cut it out? Wow. Alright, I got hung up on... Oh my god, I need to refresh this Italian grill page. This picture needs to go away. Go away, picture. That's better. Now there's a cartoon picture of a cactus with poop. Much better. Picture of a dog pooping on the beach. It was strange to see potted cactus as urinal dividers, but they proved to be useful after one of the flaming gay waiters tried to hit on me in the men's room. That's written by a guy whose name I don't know how to pronounce. Thanks, guy. James says, Bella has the best glory hole I've ever seen at any grill ever. Snake person, I hate you. Okay. I have one more haircut person. My caller ID is showing up as that particular haircut place, by the way.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dennis?
Yes.
Hey, my name is Roy. I work over here.
Okay, hey, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You're in here earlier? Not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I'm the hair collector. I sweep up the hair after the hair is cut. And I just wanted to compliment you on the hair. It's like of the best quality, and it's going to bring a lot of money in the hair auction market.
That's outstanding. And, I got that going for me.
Yeah. I mean, just when it's cut off, you know, it's perfect. Like, this is exactly the consistency and length and everything that they like.
Sweet.
So, I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you come back in, they'll give you like $1 off for the hair quality.
Okay. That's a good deal.
And, also, I had a DNA test done on the hair.
Yeah.
And it turns out you're my son.
That's crazy.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe if you came in here, we could take a look at your pubic hairs? Get, like, maybe a sample of those?
Yeah, I might be able to do that. What time's good?
Anytime. I'm here all day. I'm here till closing.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try it. I'll be in there in a little bit.
That'd be great.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Goodbye. That was pointless. I really liked that idea. I was just reading ideas from the chat room, and that's the kind of idea that could be amazing with the right person. I need to write that down or something. Dustbun says, I did advertise a short show, and it's been 40 minutes already, so maybe I should think about quitting. It hasn't been 40 minutes yet. It's been like 30. I would love to prank call Skype customer service, but they don't have any. All they have is chat people in India or Germany or wherever it's from. This music reminds me of Speed Rumbler. It's an old arcade game that nobody listening has ever heard of. But I loved it.
Well, in Scoppy House, this is Josh.
Hello, this is Greg. I was trying to reach a customer that's there right now.
Okay.
Her name's Amanda Barone.
Oh, sure. Let me go and find her real fast.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Can I ask, it's Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
All right, give me one sec.
Hey, you seen Mandy?
Mandy's actually kind of unavailable right now. Can I leave a message?
Oh, yeah, if you could, that'd be great. Just let her know that Greg called.
Okay. Greg, is there, like, any specific place or...
Oh, no, she has... She has my cell number. I think her cell's off or something.
Yeah, no problem.
And, all right. If you could just write in the message, it's about the anal.
It's about the what?
The anal. A-N-A-L.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Flips some switches. Tabachi's been doing shows where he flips switches. I think I mentioned that on the last thing I did. Tabachi did some hilarious switch flipping at a gym's. Maybe a Starbucks. I don't remember. It was hilarious. Dust Buns, I think I'm going to quit within 45 minutes. That's my guess. I think I'm going to quit at 3 p.m. Pacific time. I got shit to do. Don't post porn on Bella's Italian Grill. Or gross snake pictures. Or poop pictures. Mikolage. Zach says he went into Bella's with no trousers and they asked him to leave. Okay, I'll give them a quick call.
Thank you for calling Bella's. This is Christy. How may I help you?
Hey, Christy. Is it possible to order food over the phone and then come in and pick it up?
Yeah, absolutely. A carry-out order to go?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, your name, please?
My name is Roy.
Okay, can I get a phone number just in case, please?
Sure, it's 419-586-7586.
Okay, what would you like?
I'd like 3 of the cactus mojitos.
One more time?
The cactus mojitos. I'd like 3 of those.
This is.
Am I pronouncing mojito right? I'm sorry.
We don't have a cactus mojito.
Oh, that's weird. I'm sorry.
This is Bella's.
Yeah, Bella's Italian Grill. It says on the Facebook, people are talking about how good the cactus mojito is.
Oh, okay.
Like, are you sure you don't?
Whoa. Yeah, okay. Well, then I will have to do a little research with Julie. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we'll do 3 cactus mojitos.
Okay, great.
Is that it?
Yeah, how long would it take for those to be ready?
They don't take very long to make, so maybe about 15 minutes. That's what that is.
Oh, 15. That's faster than, like, the other types of mojitos you have, the cactus mojitos?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it usually takes longer for the other ones, right? So the cactus, are those easier to cook or to make or whatever you do to them?
I find that they're all equally about the same time to make, actually.
Even the cactus ones?
Yeah.
Would you say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, easiness, what would you rate the cactus mojitos? You know, how,
I mean, they're easy to make. It's just a little more complicated because there are so many more steps.
Oh, I see.
It's an order, adding them in the correct order, and
there's more steps on the cactus one than on others?
More correct.
Okay. And do you have a restroom for the public in there?
We do.
Okay, because when I come in, I may need to use the glory hole.
Absolutely.
Like, are the glory holes in good condition?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many glory holes does each restroom have?
For the men's, it's one stall and two urinals.
Mm-hmm. But glory holes. So just one glory hole?
Yes.
Or how many glory holes?
One.
One glory hole. And then in the female restroom?
Three
glory holes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what circumference would you say the glory holes are? Or, I'm
that
sorry,
I don't know.
What diameter?
Not sure.
Is there any way to check?
No. I can connect you to our general manager, and he'll be happy to find out for you.
That'd be great.
Okay, one moment.
And while I'm talking to him, you'll make the cactus mojito, right?
Yep.
You'll get started on the cactus mojito? Okay.
One moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This lady's very helpful. Why does the women's restroom get more glory holes than the men's restroom? That makes no sense. What the hell? You're right, Darnell. It's a sexist restaurant. Josh Bresser says he was very offended by Bella's Italian Grill Third Reich costume party. Avoid! Adam Huron, he says that the food was pretty good for the first time eating there, but the glory holes in the bathroom were superb. Adam, since you've been there, can you tell me the diameter of each glory hole?
With you soon. Please hold the line.
And or the circumference. So tonight's Thursday, and you know what that means. Thursday is Carlito's show on MadhouseLive.com. Starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. on the stupid coast, East Coast. So woohoo! Everyone be listening tonight. Come to prankcallnation.com and listen to the Madhouse show.
Hello, this is Benjamin. How may I assist you?
Hey, Benjamin. She was just said you could help me with the glory hole situation.
What are you talking about?
In the bathrooms, like she said, the men's room only has one glory hole, but the women's room has three glory holes.
We only have restrooms here. We don't have glory holes.
Well, glory holes in the restrooms.
Are you talking about the toilets?
No, glory hole.
No, sir, we're not that kind of place.
What kind of place?
We're a restaurant?
Yeah. I mean, there should be glory holes. Isn't that like a Ohio state law or something?
No, that is not.
Every restaurant I go to has glory holes in it.
Again, we're talking about toilets, correct?
No.
You use your facilities to...
Like, do you have a phone? Can you look up glory hole on Google and so you can see what it is?
Yes, I can, and I will do that right now. But
okay, I'll hold.
If you could call back at another time, we could take care of this, okay?
Take care of what?
Sir, again, all we have here are toilets to use for your personal hygiene of that nature. We don't carry glory holes. I don't know what that is. It sounds like some sort of a slurred understanding of a joke.
A joke?
And we are not going to appreciate that kind of conversation over the phone.
Well, no, it's not a joke. It's where men put their dicks into.
I know what you're talking about, and we don't have that.
You said you didn't know what I was talking about. Now you're saying you do?
I'm a professional, and I don't talk about that kind of thing over the business phone of where I work.
But I just want to make sure that those are available if I come in to pick up my order for my cactus mojitos.
No. No, that will not be available.
All right. Well, I still want to get the cactus mojitos. Do you know how much longer those have to go?
We don't carry cactus mojitos. We have four flavors, which is strawberry and peach, raspberry, and a traditional one.
Oh, no.
And that is a classy mojito.
The person I talked to before, she said you have cactus mojitos.
Thank you so much. We'll try and find out who that is, and we will get back in touch with you, okay?
Well,
Thank you so much. I'm looking again,
on
sir.
The Facebook page, and it says cactus mojitos are the best, and the reviews and stuff.
Well, I mean, we don't carry cactus mojitos. I think that's just a farce that's been put on there. I'm sorry again, sir.
Well, why would everyone say that if it's not true?
I'm not sure. I mean,
I'm on the right Facebook.
I think that maybe it's a possibility that someone is just, you know, posting that on there saying they got that here before and maybe thinking some other place that they gotten it before.
Why don't you have cactus mojitos?
Because we're actually located in Ohio, and cactus isn't really a...
Oh, don't talk down to me.
...a type of plant.
Don't talk to me like that.
What do you mean,
I'm just trying to clear things up. I'm just asking a question. You don't have to be
correct.
A jerk about it.
I apologize. I did not want you to sound like a jerk.
Okay.
But we do not carry cactus here. It's something that we've never tried before.
Do you have, well, the lady before, she told me, she said she's in the middle of preparing them. She said cactuses are easier to prepare than the rest of them.
And who was the lady again that said that?
Whoever I talked to before, whoever gave you the phone.
Huh. Well,
she's full of shit.
She is.
Fire her ass.
I'll try.
Do it.
All right, bud, but I mean, on that note, I think that,
All right, bye. Hang up.
Bye.
Hang up the phone. People in the chat room are saying that they are starting to delete all of the posts. I'm happy that the snake man is gone. I don't want to see the snake man anymore. But everyone's just posting new things. Someone, the first person to post it, he's saying, is this a result of the recent Heartbleed bug? I don't know if he's one of us or one of them, but he suspects the Heartbleed virus. Well, people are telling me to check PMs. I can't check PMs because if I do, they're on the camera. We can't have that. Maybe if I take a break soon, I will pause the camera and look at the PMs. So I always check PMs on camera, and then they're on the YouTube, and then people start calling the numbers that are in them. It's a big ol' mess. It's my stupid setup here. My fault.
Hello.
Hey, is this Joseph?
Yes, this is him.
Hello, this is Gary from... You had your hair cut here earlier?
Oh, really?
Yep. Was that true? Did I reach the right person? I think Amy cut your hair?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm the guy, I sweep up all the hair and put it on the auction websites to try and get money from the hair. And your hair is like a very good quality hair. And I just wanted to congratulate you because like your hair is so nice. And I mean, this is the kind of hair that like usually fetches top dollar on the auction sites. Like I might be able to get over $5 for this.
Okay.
So, yes.
Why are you calling me?
Oh, well, they wanted me to call you and let you know they're going to put a coupon in the computer under your phone number, and you're going to get 50 cents off on your next haircut. Because it's like...
No, I just talked to them at and they said that you guys are calling people and harassing them because I got 3 calls from you in a row earlier.
I'm not harassing. I'm just telling you have nice hair.
Okay. Well, I appreciate if you don't call me back, especially off of... phone number.
Well, I'm at...
No, you're not.
I'm the
hair
sweeper.
I just spoke to the people at...
Yeah, right. What did they say?
They said that you guys hacked into the system and you guys are calling people and corporate is aware of this.
Hacked into a system?
And harassing people about their hair and shit. I just got done talking to...
Whoa, don't curse at us. We'll ban you from our store. Nobody hacked any systems around here. I just wanted to tell you that your hair is nice, and... Oh, he's gone. Well, that's a first. I've never had the haircut place call back people like that. That I know of. All right, that's the end of the haircut place. I'm going to look for some more things here. Let's play a song. A song that I'm sure nobody's heard yet. Let's play I Freak Alone by Bonecage. The video for that is finished, by the way. I don't think it was finished when I did my last show on this past Saturday. The video is done. I'm sure most of you have seen it by now. It's getting tweeted by a lot of people. Like 2600 Magazine tweeted a link to the video. DEF CON, the official DEF CON convention, they tweeted it. Anonymous, with like they have a million followers, they tweeted it. And the Boing Boing website, Whitey Cracker, he's a kind of a nerdcore rapper, he tweeted about it and said it's a masterpiece. So, woohoo! Thanks, Bonecage and everyone, for sending in the footage. It turned out really nice, I think. The whole video, the crowdsourced video thing. We're going to do lots more of that. Make you guys do all my work. If you're on YouTube, you're not going to hear anything. Sorry. Sucks to be you. You should be listening on the Mixler and watching on the YouTube.
I walk up to your home, attach your TNI up to my phone. Who I call's unknown, all I know is I beige box alone.
The funk soul brother, check it out now.
What?
The funk soul brother, right about now.
Huh?
The funk soul brother, check it out now.
What?
The funk soul brother.
Hi kids, do you like violence?
Yeah.
Wanna see me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
My girl, dog,
I don't give a funk.
God sent me to piss the world off.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is.
You're listening to the Prank Call Nation Network Machine.
Hello.
At prankcallnation.com.
Okay, we're back. Toastman is commanding me to read the Bella's reviews, but I've read them all. I mean, I haven't read all of them, but there hasn't been one for 33 minutes. Oh, wait, maybe if I click see all. Oh, also, about the song, the Bone Cage song, which you can buy, by the way, from thebonecage.bandcamp.com. I posted on my personal Twitter, twitter.com/RBCP, a tweet at Green Day talking about the song and a link to it. You should retweet that, because maybe if enough people retweet that with the name Green Day in it, they will... Yeah, that's pretty unlikely. Never mind. Don't do that. What am I thinking? Green Day's got better things to do. Duh. Oh, yeah. Bella's reviews. Yeah, 37 minutes ago was the last review, according to my screen, so I don't know. They're hilarious, though. Let's check the Yelps. I've got maybe 15 minutes left. Ah, see, I always do that. I always forget to unmute on the YouTube. I'm not even intoxicated, and I can't remember. So it's always best to listen on the Mixler. Zach says that Bella's is deleting their pictures now. God, I told you guys to keep it nice, and everyone's posting all that horrible stuff in there. But on the upside, maybe these people, they know Big Bamboo's... whatever that other place was called, maybe they'll compare notes, and they won't feel personally victimized. You know, they'll know it's just crazy cyber hackers, cyber attacks. Hey, if any of you, like, I see there's a lot of PMs on the IRC that I can't open without showing everyone who's watching, but I will take those after the show. I will write them down in my notes, and maybe I'll get to them on the next show. I'm too lazy to stop the camera, so I can open my MIRC windows. Wow, I have submissions in here from Brittany Baker. Damn it, Baz. Baz is telling me something that makes me want to, check something. Let's see, what do I do here? Damn it, Baz. Okay, what's Baz got? Maybe I'll call these others. I don't know. So this lady, this old lady, has been to Bella's. God, this is terrible. I'm harassing their customers now. This isn't what I wanted this to become. But I'm going to do it. What do I say to this lady who has been to Bella's before? What was the guy's name I talked to, the manager? Crap. Anyone remember his name? What's his name? Baz wants...
Hi, this is the Felvers. I can't answer the phone right now, so please leave your name.
Whatever. I'll guess I'm going to leave her alone. Actually, I'm not calling all these. I got to Google these numbers, because I know you guys are just going to send me... I know you people. You're just going to send me numbers to the FBI and stuff. I know all the tricks, damn it. Not falling for that again. Fool me once. Bella's has turned off the ability to post to the wall, Josh Bresser says. Darn it. That was fun while it lasted. At least there's still wacky reviews. All with 5 stars, by the way. I think. Oh, shit. I almost forgot about this lady. Okay, do you guys remember YouTube probably doesn't remember this because I accidentally didn't turn on the sound that night. But remember the Caribbean cruise lady and her daughter? The hysterically laughing daughter. She's probably not going to answer, but I'm going to give it a call. I'm going to give both of their numbers calls. You know, I have no idea how cell phones work on cruises. I'm poor, but, you know, we're gonna try this out and just see if they answer.
Please leave your message for...
See?
Marcus Collins.
Oh, yeah, I remember a male answered originally when I called that number, and he handed me over to Rebecca.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm unavailable, and I will not be available until April 27th.
April 27th? Oh, yeah, it was a one-week cruise. 27th is the day they get back. Sloth is telling me that Carlito says they have coverage available. Carlito knows because he's rich, but it cost a bunch of money. And they talked about a guy who left a phone on and got hit with the bill for all the SMSs he received in that time. So that's too bad. Like, if I'd called the daughter, it would cost her a bunch of money. I could tell her I'm Pauly Shore.
Please leave your message for...
Okay. Oh, well. I'll save her number. Maybe we'll want to give her a call next week for some reason. Give her a survey. I'll give her a wacky survey, and she'll just laugh at me constantly for the entire time. Yeah, Jihad, you have a good idea, and I was thinking about doing that before. Okay, give me a second. I gotta do something. Give me a second. I'm gonna do the last call today, whether it works out or not.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
I was there yesterday. Today. I got a phone call from your manager. I was in there getting a haircut. And they said they're selling my hair.
Okay. Can I get your... Mark's on the phone. Can I get your name, please?
Ronald. You say I'm Mark?
We've been having a problem today with someone called our salon and asked for all of our clients' information. And we've been getting weird calls all day, and you are...
All day?
I believe the fourth person to call.
Oh, that's weird.
And he's calling, and it's showing up as our number.
Oh my
god! And we're not calling any of you guys. So we're trying. We're with the franchisee on the phone right now, trying to figure out what's going on. And anything he says, I'm very sorry.
Oh.
But we were trying to get it fixed as fast as we can.
Yeah, he said he's going to sell my hair.
What did he say exactly to you?
He said he's going to sell all my hair. Like all the hair that you get cut off of me. He said he swept it up and he's selling it on the black market.
Okay.
It was weird.
Oh, I bet.
He had my info. And stuff.
Okay. I'm just writing all your, what you're saying down.
Oh, okay. You're like a cop, kind of.
And what's your last name?
My last name's Bartowski.
How do you spell that?
Bartowski.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
412-0183.
Okay, if you get any other calls today... I would recommend, that says it's from our salon,
uh-huh.
I would recommend not to answer it, and then we're going to, because we're on the phone with the franchisee right now, trying to get a hold of what's going on.
Unless it's your caller ID, because you just wrote down my number, and you guys might call me back, so it could be you.
Yeah, because I don't want you to keep answering the phone, and it shows that it's us, and then you keep getting hurt.
Well, if he tells me he's going to sell my hair again, I'm going to call him a motherfucker. I'm going to, like, curse at him. I'm gonna be like, go ahead and sell my hair, motherfucker.
Okay, and if you do find any other information, don't hesitate to call us and let us know.
Gonna bang my fist on the desk and call it, motherfucker.
We're so sorry, but we're really trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, yeah, no, it's no problem. I know it's not you, unless it's just like a rogue employee that's there in the back room using your phone, maybe.
Yeah. Because our franchisee's name is Mark, so he found out information about us.
He probably just uses that name on all his phone scams. That sounds like a common name that he'd probably just use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to...
Okay, I'm really sorry. We'll figure this out and we'll let you know.
Maybe you can put me in... Put me in touch with the other people who got pranked and we can all, like, rise together and form a posse and figure out who this is.
Yeah, we're going to... We're definitely... Oh, so you're the fifth person that called.
Fifth? Oh.
Yeah.
I thought there was just three.
But all of them have been pretty weird, so we're trying to figure out, and I apologize again.
Okay, but you don't even sell hair, do you? Like, do you sell hair from the customer's hair?
No, we donate hair to children with, you know, cancer.
Even, like, short hair like mine?
No, it has to be 10 inches long. Oh.
Okay, so that I know it's a prank then. When he calls back, I'm going to call him a motherfucker. I'm going to say, you goddamn motherfucker. You goddamn motherfucker. Listen here, motherfucker. I know you're not really with the haircut place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, is that what I should say to him? Do you recommend that?
You can say whatever you'd like.
I'm going to call him a motherfucker. Say, listen here, motherfucker. Goddamn motherfucker.
Okay. Well, we're going to get back to trying to get a hold of everyone.
I'm going to threaten his life. Do you think I should threaten his life?
No, definitely
I'm gonna,
don't do
cause
that.
Because I have a gun. I'm going to say, I'm going to get my gun out, and I'm going to load it, and I'm going to come over to your house. I'm going to tell him I have a tracer on the line.
Well, hopefully we'll get it figured out before it gets that bad.
Okay. I'm going to tell him I have a tracer, and I'm going to call him a motherfucker, and I'm going to say I'm on my way over to his house with a gun. You motherfucker, I'm going to come over there and kill you. I'm going to tell him I'm going to put the pistol to him, dog. So I guess I'm going to hang up now and wait
trying
for...
to get some information.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for that call. I think he's beeping in right now.
Okay, well, I hope he doesn't call you back.
Oh, if he does, I'll call him a motherfucker.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get off of the phone with you, and we're going to try to figure out what's going on.
Okay, it's 3:01. The show's over. I quit. Goddamn motherfucker trying to steal my hair. I hope you all enjoyed this show. I sure did. We caused all kinds of civil unrest in Ohio and wherever that place was. Oh, and Bella's Italian Grill, she says, to our loyal guests and followers, we were hacked. How were they hacked? What does that even mean? And several inappropriate comments and pictures were posted. We apologize and are deleting and reporting it as it's happening. Thanks for your understanding, Bella's crew. And Josh Bresser says to buy a tracer. I should call them up and let them know that I sell tracers. Would you like to buy one? Let me refresh. There's 8 comments on that post now that I've refreshed. Jose says, cactus, 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 cactus. And when I opened it up, there's only 2 posts. So, and Jose also says, I'm reporting you to the BBB for improper installation on your glory holes. Let me quickly check the reviews. Nope, no new reviews. Same old reviews. Okay, so we're done with this place. Leave them alone. Please don't harass them all week like you did with Big Whatever's, that place. What else? Laugh Track Matt's shirt store, laughtrackmatt.spreadshirt.com. He just mailed me a bunch of new drawings, so there's going to be a bunch more on his shirt store pretty soon. So that's exciting. That's really exciting. I'm sad I didn't get to call the Caribbean lady, but I figured that's what would happen. And, someone's saying they're going to phone mob them. Please, come on. Jerks. Bunch of jerks. Okay, thanks for listening to the show. Support us on Patreon so I can do more shows and more amazing things like this whole Bone Cage I Freak Alone thing. We're going to do so many crowdsourced projects this year. Tons and tons, motherfuckers. Patreon.com/phonelosers.
started with a brand new Atari that he bought for his son's third birthday. He thought he'd give it to him one day early. The little guy loved it, even though he didn't understand much of it. He was too young to comprehend functions and lights, so his dad pushed buttons all night. Some of the best times he had just watching a dim light sat by the side of his dad. Time went by, the kid grew up, the man grew old, grew accustomed to things being rough. Without his son, all he could do was reminisce about a time once lost, now gone amiss. His friends don't want to play kids, kids don't want to play bridge. The old man needs to act his age, but he doesn't care, his heart's in the right place. He took a rain check on now for yesterday. All of your thoughts, all of your